We're at the end of Simin Reish Tzadik Ches. We're up to Sif Tezvav, and that's what we'll be doing. There's a very long Bir Halachi here, and that's why the day got just this Sif, as far as most of it is going through the Sugya and being Mefalpel, and we'll see the Maskan of it. Ner Betocheko. You put the lantern in your lap in a way that you don't get to see the candle, only light. O Besok Panos. You went ahead and put a ner inside something in a way that you couldn't see it. Or it's in the middle of an aspaklaria, which is a glass kind of thing that protects you from seeing the ner. So what's the halacha? Whether you see the flame but you don't get light from it, such as the case of the Ramah. Or mishtamish li'orav in a roa is a shalheves, or you get the light but you don't get to see the actual shalheves. Ein mevarchen le'at she'roos a shalheves u'mishtamish li'orav. You need both. You actually have to see the fire and get the light. Now the case he's talking about in the Bir Halacha is the case of a lantern that has a glass over the flame, and the long Bir Halacha seems to make a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's not good, the Bavli says it is good, and the Mishtabura therefore comes out that you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. The question is, what does this mean to us? Some are machmir, even for us, the glass means I'm not seeing directly, there's like a chatzitza between me and the flame. However, many poskim claim that when you have clear glass, it's as good as seeing it. With clear glass, you can see through it. So the question is the maskana of the Mishnah Brura not to use glass, only talking about frosted glass or glass that's not totally pure? But if you really have pure, transparent glass, then there shouldn't be any problem whatsoever.